This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. Senate is meeting in a rare Sunday session in an attempt to advance legislation calling for about $1 trillion in infrastructure spending to fix the country's deteriorating roads and bridges and construct broadband service nationwide. Chuck Schumer, the Democratic Senate Majority Leader, hopes to have the text of the more than 2,500-page measure completed to present to lawmakers so they can begin to offer amendments and vote on a final bill in the coming days. The package calls for more passenger rail and public transit funding in addition to replacement of lead-piped drinking water systems in the United States. It was negotiated between members of the Biden administration and a group of centrist Republican and Democratic senators. The negotiations could result in a rare bipartisan deal in a situation in Washington where Republicans and Democrats remain divided on a host of other issues. Kosovo's president on Sunday awarded a medal to the late son of U.S. President Joe Biden for his service in helping to build the country's justice system after war ended more than two decades ago. Bo Biden worked in Kosovo after the Kosovo War ended in 1999. He helped train local prosecutors and judges for the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe. The former attorney general for the state of Delaware died in 2015 of cancer. He was 46. In a pre-recorded video message, U.S. President Joe Biden said his son's connection with Kosovo was heartfelt. He said his son fell in love with the country. In 2016, Biden, then vice president, unveiled a memorial to his son in Kosovo, and a road leading to a U.S. military outpost there was named in his honor. This is VOA News.